Yeah. Good morning. 7:38, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
All right, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Decatur in Benton Township. Who is hiring? You want to start a new career? We'll look no further than special-lite.com. Great starting pay, awesome benefits, super affordable benefits, and more importantly, room to grow to make that career. Do that today. Special-lite.com, right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what creature or creatures, big or small, totally freak you out? Like, yeah. I don't like it. I don't like you.
I think there's going to be a lot of typical answers on this one. Do you got one?
Earwigs. I hate earwigs, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Hate them. Earwigs. Those little sons of bitches.
I haven't seen earwigs in a while. I used to see them at my parents all the time. And yeah, you're right.
Well,
it's
see,
scary. That's the pictures.
That's part of the problem is when you don't see them, it's probably because they're in your ear. Okay? All right? Because they're little sons of bitches.
Why do they call them earwigs? Why is that?
I don't know. Where did... ear,
you know, as a child, you always think, oh my god, that'd be terrible if that thing ended up in my ear.
The bug names come from an old English words, ear wicca, which roughly translates to ear wiggler or ear creature. It's how the myth began about that type of insect crawling to your ears while you sleep. But you know what? I've seen them in people's ears, so don't tell me it's a myth. I hate earwigs. I do.
You know what, man? I'm right there with you. Earwigs, kind of creepy. You know what's more creepy? Like the centipede thing. You know?
What's that one centipede?
Too many legs,
like, in Australia that had, like, it's massive. Like
the Gigantha. It's like the Gigantha serpent. I saw it the other day. It has the strongest bite of any, like, anything on Earth, I guess.
For its size. Yeah.
Yeah, and if that thing latches onto you, it's not good. But so this guy had one, like, crawling around on his arm, dude, and it is the size of his forearm.
Yeah, yep.
Oh,
God, and that thing's just out there in nature, just crawling around.
Dude, that is straight-up nightmare fuel.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
God made something, and he was like, you know what? This is I'm making something. This is a joke, Scary.
Yeah.
We're gonna put 1,000 legs onto this thing. It's going to creepy-crawly around.
Let's make
it's no good point. What's the point of that thing?
Let's make it live in the ground, too, so when it pops up, what is it? Yeah, there really is no point to that. None. What good is that doing for society? Okay. Yeah.
That kind of creeps me out a little bit. You know what? You know, my answer is kind of weird. And it's because it can't, like, really hold it in any certain way. And anytime anybody has a guinea pig, they're always like, oh, can't hold it. Put it on your shoulder. It crawls around. I'm like, just get the thing off of me, dude. Okay. Like, I get it. It's a nice little guinea pig. His name's Cheerio. But, dude.
Hold on, Hunter. Hold on. My God. Okay.
What? Right.
Are literally a million answers, all right, that you could say. But on this topic for today, what creature, big or small,
freaks you out? Guinea pig bite your finger, dude? It doesn't feel it. It sucks. It's sharp teeth. You know what I'm saying? You can't hold on to it. It's not like my cat. Like, I can grab its top arms and kind of cradle it a little bit. You know, I got control of it. How do you hold a guinea pig? You just grab it. And it crawls all over. I just don't like it, dude. I just get that thing off of me.
My God.
It's like having a rat on you or something, you know?
I never would have guessed you would have said.
Well, you enjoy guinea pigs crawling all over.
First of all, I don't. There's maybe one or two times in my life where a guinea pig has been presented to me to hold. So it's not like he just.
I don't know
what
it is about people that have guinea pigs. They're like, want to put them on me for some reason.
I'm just gonna release like 30 guinea pigs into your house. That's what I'm gonna do. Just watch you just standing there, standing on your couch, yelling at your wife to take care of the. Yeah, honey, get the guinea pig.
Get the broom.
Get the broom.
Swatting at these things. I don't know. It's just sharp nails, sharp teeth, small.
Hey, this is an open topic. You can whatever answer you want. No matter how ridiculous it may seem.
You're not gonna see me running from one, but
I don't know.
If you have one, don't put it on me. I don't want it on me.
At this point, I think it might exactly be what I see is you running from a guinea pig.
Get it away.
Get out, Jesus. Who brought the guinea pig?
I told you it was a different answer.
925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What creature or creatures, big or small, totally freak you out? Good luck trying to top guinea pig. We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around. Go. Alrighty. Good morning. Go, go, go. Brock. Go, go, go. Hunter.
Ninja fetish.
Ninja fetish. Turtles can be kind of creepy, like snapping turtles. That kind of goes into our our topic.
You know,
funny
day.
Yeah,
golfing the other day, right? There's a turtle on the green, literally the size of like, dude, I'm telling you, like a penny.
Yeah, little tiny guy.
Tiny little turtle. So I used him as a ball marker real quick. Mark my ball. And then I took him back over the pond. It was great.
Just make sure he's facing the pin because that'll get you a couple.
Get you a little closer. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. You know? People won't notice. Is that your ball marker moving? No. No, it's not.
I whispered in his ear, go, ninja, go.
Go, ninja. I'll give you some green ooze if you improve my life. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. What creatures, big or small, totally freak you out? Let's take a phone call here, see what creatures freak you out, man. WIRX, hello.
Before I say my answer,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I am a pet lover. That being said, chihuahuas.
Chihuahuas, that's not a pet, dude. That's a glorified rat. I know.
It's a devil.
Chihuahuas, I don't know. Well, there's something about those stupid dogs.
Have you ever met, like, a nice chihuahua? No, they're all, like, every yeah. owner of a chihuahua is like, ah, he's just a little aggressive. It's like, right, what? How about you meet a nice chihuahua that doesn't yip and bite at your ankles? Then maybe I'll change my... I'm right there with you, buddy.
I have met one, and he was friendly, but mind you, he was also 14 with no teeth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go. That's the only good chihuahua is one that's near death. Okay. All right. All right. Good answer. Good answer, buddy.
There you go. Right. I don't know if that counts with the guinea pig.
Right up there. Right up there. All right, buddy.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Later. Yeah, I mean, maybe the Taco Bell chihuahua is like the only one. I'm like, okay.
No, it's not even a cool dog. They probably had to take like 90 takes for that thing to stop yipping. Here's the thing. Here's what pisses me off. You get to choose. You know how many dogs there are out there? Just awesome dogs. And I'm not trying to offend anybody that has a chihuahua, but you should know what I'm saying. You know?
Every chihuahua owner regrets the decision they made.
But then they get another one. It's like you try a different dog.
I'm telling you. What are you going to do? You got all the gear. Once your one chihuahua dies, that's not going to fit anything else except another chihuahua, so you might as well get one.
Throw it away. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's just the most hyper. Those things never run out of energy.
Now they're dicks, man. They're little dicks.
Just sit at the window and just. Jeez.
Yeah.
That's what you picked, huh?
Just shaking right. The whole time.
Jeez, man.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's take another phone call. What creature, big or small, totally freaks you out? WIRX, hello.
Yeah, your topic of the day?
Yeah.
Turkeys, man. I can't stand any overgrown bird. Every time I go to a zoo, a peacock, anything, I'm out of there.
My God, that is a fantastic answer. All right, gobble, gobble, buddy.
All right, see ya.
Later. So I got a question for you. If I come over, is there any oversized birds you got hanging out on your property?
Because I can't be around those things. They're terrifying. You know what? Birds chest up, man. Especially the ones on the golf course. They look at you like, don't mess with me.
You know my stance on birds. You know what I mean? You just got to punch that bird right in the beak. But I will say, though, that there's always a part of you, like you're watching that goose on the golf course. You're always like, all right,
They chest up. They look at you a different way.
You get by their nest, man. Yeah, they'll get you turkeys, too.
I don't feel intimidating around a goose for some reason. I'm like, that thing's ready to, I don't know, bite my neck or something.
It's got a little pterodactyl in them, man, all right? You got to watch out. We got some great answers on Facebook. What creature or creatures, big or small, totally freak you out? Common answer, Rebecca had one. A lot of people, centipedes, that's on there, yeah. Just weird.
Yeah, dude.
What a weird
it really
thing.
Is. It's creepy crawly, man. Imagine one of those things on your neck or something waking up.
No, in your mouth. You're sleeping. Right down the throat. I mean,
what's that old horror flick where the centipede crawls out of that dead person's mouth?
Oh, I don't know.
It was like one of the first Jasons or something. Dude, I don't know. But
right out of the mouth, yeah.
Yeah. Not a good look.
I mean, I know you could deep throat a centipede hunter, but
one of those big ones.
One of the big ones. Right now. Amy said frogs, toads, snakes, or lizards. Yeah, those can all creep you out a little bit. Lizards,
frogs, not so much. Frogs are, you know,
Well, the problem with frogs is, like, I'll be mowing my yard, and all of a sudden you just see that little thing hop over away. And you're like, oh, Jesus.
It just it scares you.
They more startle you than anything. You know what I mean? I don't think they freak me. Well, and lizards are the same way because they're so fast, man. They're so fast.
Man. Yeah. Barry Sanders. You know
they don't freak me out. It's just they startle you.
You know what kind of scares me? I mean, I guess it doesn't scare me too much, but a praying mantis.
Yeah.
Have you ever had one of those things latch onto you? Like, dude, that little bug's not supposed to be that strong.
No. They got the little like spiny feet that grip stuff. Yeah.
They don't care how big you are.
That's
either.
A weird bug too, man.
It really
that's
is
a weird bug.
It's another one that chests up to you. It's like, come on, bring it. Let's go.
What are you gonna do?
He's like, a praying mantis, bitch.
Like he's. I don't know if you know this or not, but after I have sex, my mate rips my head off. So I got. I don't have
it's
much.
Pretty
to live
brutal
for.
Over here in my world.
Yeah. Yeah, you ever had your head ripped off after you finished? Huh?
Right.
Sucks. Right. I'll fight you, boy. I'll fight you.
Get a 1-2 combo from a praying mantis, dude. It's not good.
Put your legs up. I don't know. Let's see. Mike said ticks and short radio DJs. All right, Mike.
All right. Yes, I love it.
Funny guy, Mike. Ticks
creepy. Creep me out.
I don't know, cabbage. I don't know if ticks freak me out. I just hate them so much. You know what I mean? Like, I just hate ticks, you know?
Yeah, there's something about it when it's on you because it's like, they're like little ninjas, man.
Yeah.
You don't know that they're, somebody says something, hey, you got something on you.
Burrow into your skin like you don't feel
dude,
them.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you got to burrow into me.
And then you get Lyme disease and God knows what else. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good answer. Ticks are,
Let's see. Ashley said bees. Elizabeth said teenagers. You see a group of teenagers walking down the sidewalk, you go to the other side. You go to the other side.
Dude, you know what? Like from 13 to like 17, they kind of freak me out.
Yeah.
Because they're in that age where they're like, dude, I'll beat you up, old man.
Well,
there's always like four of them together.
They honestly don't think they can die. Like, it's nuts. Like, I remember how I felt. It's like, yeah, I will. I'm going to
die. It's invincible.
Yeah. Terrible. Spiders was a big answer. Wendy said spiders.
Dude, I had a cicada land on my back one time. Oh my god, felt like a bird landed on me.
Did a bird just fly into me, guys? Oh my god,
dude. And you could feel it like grab it onto my skin. It's not good.
Let's end with Laura's answer. She had a good one. She said bats. I'm going to agree with you. Okay, now I know bats do good things. For the most part, like, they eat a lot of insects. They love eating mosquitoes and everything like that. But you can't tell me that if you're sitting there at like a campfire on an outdoor patio and all of a sudden you just see this thing zigzag above your head. It's the way they move. It's not like they just kind of, they're all over the place, man. They're zigging and zagging left and right, up and down.
Fly straight. For God, figure it out, you damn bat.
Right there.
My dad's buddy shot a bat with a .22. Try to figure that out, dude.
You've told the story. I don't believe that story one bit. There's no
way. Dude, he said he just waggled that gun around. Thing fell out of the sky.
I don't believe it. If you've ever seen a bat fly around, okay.
He'd sit there all night trying to shoot that thing. Not even close. Especially with a .22. Come on.
You could Yosemite Sam that sky. You're not hitting that bat, all right, man? All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more. Stick around.